despite the attractions of Sirach, I'm going to start just preaching on the gospel again for a while, because that is the heart of the scriptures. And we begin with this story here. Coming down from the mountain, if you remember, that's the mountain of the Transfiguration. And as he's coming down, he must still have had some aura about him. This translation says, they were amazed. Really, the word means to be overcome with awe. In fact, it's used, Mark uses it of Jesus himself in the agony in the garden. He was overcome with awe and disoriented. That's the way Mark describes our Lord in the agony in the garden. So, it's more than amazed. So, he saw them arguing. So he said, what are you arguing about? And they said, teacher, the disciples, or no, the father, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. And then it describes it. Now we come to something interesting here. Even in several of the Bibles, the little title over this story is the epileptic boy. Jesus says it's a demon. Who are we? The epileptic boy. The arrogance. Poor Jesus. He's only the Son of God. And he thinks there's a demon there. Not only that, but he instructs the disciples on how to get rid of them. We have to be careful. This is an exorcism. This is not epilepsy. Now, how did this poor little boy get infested by a demon? Cursed, just happened, who knows? So the man says, I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so. Now look at the answer. O faithless generation. That will be important when we get to the last line. How do you drive out demons? Faith. So then, he brought the boy, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. He fell to the ground and began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then Jesus questions the father, how long has this been happening to him? Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and water to kill him. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now Jesus wants to let people know who he is. If you can, you doubt that I can? Everything is possible to one who has faith, and much more so, one who in the beatific vision, which he always possessed in this life, I see the Father. Then the boy's father cried out, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Now Jesus saw the crowd gathering. He didn't want a crowd. He rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. That's not epilepsy. And so, the little boy became like a corpse. They said, he's dead. Jesus took him by the hand and raised him up. Now, when they entered the house, the disciples said to him, how come we couldn't drive him out? Jesus' answer, this kind can only come out through prayer, and the old manuscripts have, and fasting, because prayer goes with fasting and fasting goes with prayer. It probably may, the best manuscripts don't have and fasting, so that's not in our text, but you can't pray without fasting. Now, this is a very powerful text. Prayer. What does that mean? It means daily, hourly, lifetime, prayer. It doesn't mean just, you know, say Hail Mary and go at it, because nothing will happen. This is a life of prayer. It's a life in which we submit our whole being to God, and we listen to Him. And therefore, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, is active in us, and we can drive out demons. We can do a lot of other things too. We can preach the gospel in a way that hearts are pierced. We can win over. We can build the church. Right now, the church, A, is in serious need of rebuilding all over the world. And B, the time for rebuilding is short. The key? Prayer. If we are praying, fighting for a prayer time every day, and really praying, you see, then we can drive out demons. And we can make the church safe. And that, through that, make the world safe for God's children. Our Lord has started this group called New Direction for Our Times through Anne. Huh? And He says explicitly, I'm doing this, as He's doing many other groups, so that I can come. I'm not going to come in glory and in the world right now. I'm coming. But I'm coming in the hearts and minds of those who will accept me. And together, we will make this world safe again for God's people. And so we have this story, and the challenge for us in the story is prayer, my friends. Prayer. If you don't know how to pray, get a book on it. Start. They tell a story, I know I have to, well, I'm doing well. Story, monastic story. A man, a young man, came to one of the old monks and said, Father, teach me how to pray. So he said, come along. He brought him down to the river, and he took his head and he held it under like that. And he wouldn't let him up. Finally, he said, when you desire God as you just desired that prayer, that breath, you'll find Him. That's what it takes. Well, who is going to give us such a desire? The Holy Spirit Himself. That is a marvelous story. When you desire God, not just a life of prayer, you desire God as much as you just desired that breath, you'll pray, you'll find Him. Well, then we instinctively say, how do I get like that? Pray. Pray every day. These young fellows, oh, I got to answer them. They have a little, I don't know what they do. They come with a little recorder and they record me and they put it out somewhere. And the last time they came, the one they wanted to talk about was evangelization. So at the very end, they said to me, can you tell us what is really the secret of evangelization? I said, I will. It's a fanatical commitment to a life of prayer. Then you got something to say. So this story is about prayer, having your spirit attuned to God so that you can rebuke evil and get rid of it. And Lordy day, just walk down the street. Don't you have to go to Washington? Just walk down the streets in Gaithersburg. The oppression, the darkness. Go over to the abortion clinic and get overwhelmed by this darkness. These are only driven out by prayer.